Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The wellness sector in this country has an estimated value of €2.5 billion. That includes complementary and alternative medicines, supplements and foods. My next guest works with Holland & Barrett, which is the largest health food chain in Ireland with 70 outlets here. It believes that most of us only visit the doctor reactively when something feels wrong, and proactive health and well-being can save us and the medical profession a lot of time, money and stress. But do some of these foods and vitamins actually work? Vinita Bajaj is the group CFO with Holland & Barrett and is on the line. Good morning, Vinita.
Morning, Joe.
Your study said, Vinita, that 80% only visit the doctor when it's required. Surely that's not really a shock, though, is it?
I think it's a bit surprising, especially for the island of Ireland, actually. What you're finding is that as generations are changing, people are getting more aware of their health. So a great example is younger generations are, especially in a post-COVID world, are wearing wearables, you know, they're wearing their smartwatches, they're being more health conscious and aware. And because everyone is very data rich about their lives, what often happens is that people will be consciously aware that they should do something, or they've noticed a change in their patterns and behaviors. So it is a surprise, but I think the other side is that the tide is also changing. People are actually thinking about what they do with their health. And I think it's interesting because when you go to the doctor, thinking about your health, what people do is they think about there's something wrong, but you either have an issue and you go to the doctor, or you have a potential issue like you're not sleeping very well, of which, you know, a number of people in Ireland have said in our study that about 30% a slight fatigue. So when you have fatigue in general, it's not something you could go to the doctor about. You don't want to put pressure on the GPs and stuff, right? So what happens is the role of a wellness provider and a wellness store like Holland & Barrett means that people who are curious about something about their health but don't want to go off and go to the GP have the ability to actually talk to people and get some supplements or get something that would help them.
Mm-hmm. I presume men are the worst when it comes to being proactive about their health and wellness.
You're definitely seeing that. There's definitely a gender shift for sure. And you see that, you know, I mean, Holland & Barrett itself, we're a very large business, you know, in the group. We're, you know, we're $1 billion revenue, 1,400 stores in our group. And in Ireland, as you said, we've got 70 on the island, about 50 in the Republic. But you definitely see that that type of trend exists across all of our geographies, but you definitely see it a lot more in this report that we've done for Ireland.
Okay, and what do people come into your stores looking for? In the sense, are they looking to feel better about themselves physically, physiologically, psychologically, or are they trying to anticipate something that they may have?
Yeah, I think it's a mix, actually, Joe. If you think about the shopper journey, what happens is you go onto the high street, and Holland & Barrett is a very unique situation and a unique store. On one hand, like I said, if you have an issue, you'll go to, and you've got a leg issue or whatever, you'll go to the GP, right? If you don't have that and you don't need to go to the GP, you'll go to a pharmacy maybe, and you might say, oh, look, you might talk to the pharmacist saying, oh, I've got this issue or whatever. But the pharmacist will point you to an aisle. What happens is there's a really interesting niche where you don't need to go to the GP and you don't need to, you don't have a prescription. You've probably looked it up online, or you've seen something, you know, on TikTok or something. And so you become curious because you start being aware of some trends. So like I said, you might have your Fitbit or your smartwatch, or you might train a bit too hard, you know, the night before, or whatever it is, you know, whatever sport you do. And as a result, you would end up having either something that is a pain or something that is your body asking for some kind of a medication or some kind of ailment. And so what happens is Holland & Barrett, if it's perfectly between those two, where people will often go into the high street and they'll see Holland & Barrett. And I always joke and go, people don't go to Holland & Barrett to browse. You know, when you walk by, you kind of see Holland & Barrett and go, oh, I need to get something, right? There's always that kind of mindset on the shopper journey, which is why the 70 stores in the island is really key. Mm. But when they pop in, what they'll do is it can be one of three things. It can be, I've got not sleeping well, or my sleep store is pretty terrible, and they'll talk to one of our colleagues in store who are qualified to advise, and have we've invested thousands of hours into our colleagues, which we have 500 colleagues on the island. And then the other thing is, it might be that you will hear about things like, I should probably get some vitamin D, or I've heard that I'm getting to this point and I should probably be taking a supplement because I'm over 40, or because, something has changed in my life, or I'm perimenopausal. These types of things make people go into Holland and Barrett. So it's a mix of a reactive shopper journey of, I haven't been sleeping well, or I've noticed a change, let me go see if there's something. It's also preventative, like actively preventative, going, I am aware that, I have a hair issue, or whichever it is. Or it could just be, I'm active and I want to actively get my active nutrition, like my protein and my creatine. So there's a real mix of why people go into Holland & Barrett. But I think the key thing is that with the way the high street is changing and the way that people are looking at their health, the role of having a wellness provider that allows us to address those three types of curiosities, need or preventative or curious, is absolutely key.
Okay. I don't suppose you attract many hypochondriacs.
Sometimes, I don't know.
What about the idea, Vanita, that our medical futures are predestined the moment we are conceived? Does that not clash with some of the wellness thinking that we've been talking about?
I think it's a mix, Joe, right? Like, obviously, different people of different genetic dispositions or ethnic, people who have different ethnicities will all have certain types of ailments, either through their family. But there is a very growing need of being able to make sure that if you have the right elements of supplements, if you understand it, you can absolutely listen to your body and give it the right information to either reduce that happening in the future, which is predestined in some areas, like I said, if you're an ethnic minority, or if it comes from your family or otherwise.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck with Holland & Barrett rapidly expanding in this country. That is Vanita Bajaj, Group Chief Financial Officer with Holland & Barrett.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.